Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Wednesday, May 6th. I hope you're well. Coming up,
he's pressing pause on his flagship project on the very day when he urged Iran to throw in the towel.
Trump pauses military operation in the Strait of Hormuz and hantavirus ship to sail to the Canaries. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Donald Trump says he's pausing an initiative where America's Navy is escorting ships out of the Strait of Hormuz. Posting on Truth Social, the US president says he's waiting to see if a peace deal with Iran can be finalized. Oil prices have shot up since Tehran started to blockade the key trading route. Speaking before the announcement overnight, Mr. Trump restated that Iran shouldn't be allowed nuclear weapons too.
They should wave. They're very proud. Maybe you won't see a white flag, but essentially that's already what they are. They should wave the white flag of surrender.
Meanwhile, the U.S. Secretary of State says Operation Epic Fury is over as they've achieved their military objectives in Iran. Marco Rubio has been reviewing the progress of the war so far.
There is no scenario here in which if they decide to join a ladder of escalation, they wind up getting the last say. But our preference is for these straits to be opened to the way they're supposed to be opened, back to the way it was. Anyone can use it, no mines in the water. Nobody paying tolls. That's what we have to get back to, and that's the goal here.
Three people infected with hantavirus on board a cruise ship are to be evacuated to the Netherlands. Three passengers have already died. The MV Hondius will move on to the Canaries once the medical evacuation has taken place. Cape Verde refused to allow the vessel to dock there. However, the country's National Director of Health, Angela Gomez, says they are prepared to help those on board if needed.
The hospital has already prepared an area with isolation capacity, should it be necessary, demonstrating our mobilisation and response capabilities. A dedicated team has been formed with doctors, infectious disease specialists, nurses and laboratory technicians.
Back home, legislation to remove guardianship rights from convicted killers is to go before the Cabinet today. The proposed law, known as Valerie's Law, is named after Valerie French Kilroy, a mother of three killed by her husband in Mayo in 2019. News Talk's Tina Gates reports.
Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan will today seek approval for the bill aimed at strengthening protections for children. It would require an application to the district court within 6 months of a conviction for the murder or manslaughter of a parent or guardian. The court would then appoint a new guardian in the child's best interests. Valerie French Kilroy's family has welcomed the move, with her brother David saying he hopes to see the legislation debated in the Dáil soon.
The National Energy Affordability Task Force will meet this week in response to rising electricity and fuel prices. The group will deliver an action plan on the issue later this year. Jessica Woodlock has more.
The Energy Minister is expected to tell Cabinet today the task force will convene tomorrow, with the ongoing energy crisis top of the agenda. Dara O'Brien will also update them on the progress of a pending energy action plan, which he says will help households and businesses manage bills. This plan had been previously announced before the conflict in Iran, with Minister O'Brien previously saying it would be published in mid-2026. That date appears to be pushed out now, and it's understood ministers will be told today it will be quarter three, likely after the Dáil summer recess, before Cabinet and the wider public will lay their eyes on it.
Labour is calling for a three-year ban on no-fault evictions to give renters protection and stability. The party's bringing a bill to the Dáil today to tackle what they say is soaring termination notices. It says the proposal mirrors emergency measures brought in during COVID, which allowed people to stay in their homes. Labour's housing spokesperson Conor Sheehan says we have to show that protecting rents is a priority in the housing crisis.
Last year in 2025, we had a 41% increase in evictions. We had the highest level of evictions since the famine. We need to have a pause. We need to create some breathing space until supply improves in order to get the homeless figures to level off and eventually start to come down.
A second appeal has been lodged against plans to redevelop Stephen's Green Shopping Centre in Dublin. The Save St Stephen's Green campaign has submitted an appeal to an Comisión Pleanála backed by more than 25,000 signatures. It's also planning a protest at St Stephen's Green Shopping Centre this Saturday. Yusuf Al-Raki is one of the campaign organisers. He says Dubliners feel the proposed design would erase the character of the building.
I think it just shows the level of affection that Dubliners have for the shopping centre. It's such, the word iconic has been thrown around a lot and it's probably overused in many instances, but it's really true in this case. There's so many distinctive features about it. You're a massive atrium and clock and the whole thing is totally skylit.
In entertainment news, Kylie Minogue is seen on the verge of tears as she discusses her breast cancer battle in a new Netflix docuseries. The singer says she felt removed from her body after being diagnosed with the illness back in 2005. A trailer also reveals the series will explore her time on Neighbours and how she dealt with fame. All three episodes are out in a fortnight. And in sport, in soccer, Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta praised the way his team handled a special night to reach the Champions League final for the first time in 20 years. They recorded a 1-0 win at the Emirates Stadium, with them beating Atletico Madrid 2-1 on aggregate. They'll face either holders PSG or Bayern Munich in Budapest at the end of the month. Arteta's side are unbeaten in the competition this season.
We know how difficult and challenging every opponent is at this level. And Atletico, they're an incredible team. The way they compete, the solution they have, the answers they have to everything that you try to do to them immediately. It's incredible. That's the reason that they've been there. The margins are so small, and tonight they've gone for us.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.